He went through the door and hurried down the hall toward his office. Gennaro fell into step alongside him.
"Change your mind?" Muldoon growled.
"You'll need help," Gennaro said.
"I might."
Muldoon went into the room marked Animal Supervisor, picked up the gray shoulder launcher, and unlocked a panel in the wall behind his desk. There were 6 cylinders and 6 canisters.
"The thing about these damn dinos," Muldoon said, "is that they have distributed nervous systems. They don't die fast, even with a direct hit to the brain. And they're built solidly. Thick ribs make a shot to the heart dicey. And they're difficult to cripple in the legs or hindquarters. Slow bleeders, slow to die."
He was opening the cylinders one after another and dropping in the canisters. He tossed a thick webbed belt to Gennaro.
"Put that on."
Gennaro tightened the belt and Muldoon passed him the shells.
"About all we can hope to do is blow them apart. Unfortunately, we've only got 6 shells here. There's 8 raptors in that fenced compound. Let's go. Stay close. You have the shells."
Muldoon went out and ran along the hallway, looking down over the balcony to the path leading toward the maintenance shed. Gennaro was puffing alongside him. They got to the ground floor and went out through the glass doors, and Muldoon stopped. Arnold was standing with his back to the maintenance shed. 3 raptors approached him. Arnold had picked up a stick and he was waving it at them, shouting. The raptors fanned out as they came closer, one staying in the center, the other 2 moving to each side. Coordinated, smooth. Gennaro shivered. Pack behavior. Muldoon was already crouching, setting the launcher on his shoulder.
"Load," he said.
Gennaro slipped the shell in the back of the launcher. There was an electric sizzle. Nothing happened.
"Christ, you've got it in backward," Muldoon said,
tilting the barrel so the shell fell into Gennaro's hands. Gennaro loaded again. The raptors were snarling at Arnold. When the animal on the left simply exploded, the upper part of the torso flying into the air, blood spattering like a burst tomato on the walls of the building. The lower torso collapsed on the ground, the legs kicking in the air, the tail flopping.
"That'll wake him up," Muldoon said.
Arnold ran for the door of the maintenance shed. The velociraptors turned and started toward Muldoon and Gennaro. They fanned out as they came closer. In the distance, somewhere near the lodge, he heard screams. Gennaro said,
"This could be a disaster."
"Load," Muldoon said.
Henry Wu heard the explosions and looked toward the door of the control room. He circled around the consoles, then paused. He wanted to go out, but he knew he should stay in the room. If Arnold was able to get the power back on, if only for a minute, then Wu could restart the main generator. He had to stay in the room. He heard someone screaming. It sounded like Muldoon. Muldoon felt a wrenching pain in his ankle, tumbled down an embankment and hit the ground running. Looking back, he saw Gennaro running in the other direction, into the forest. The raptors were ignoring Gennaro, but pursuing Muldoon. They were now less than 20 yards away. Muldoon screamed at the top of his lungs as he ran, wondering vaguely where the hell he could go, because he knew he had perhaps 10 seconds before they got him. 10 seconds. Maybe less.